University of Alaska Fairbanks administrators are standing behind a decision to return more than 1,000 union organizing letters. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the university maintains the union letters weren't addressed properly to members of a staff group targeted for organization.
Despite its latest setback, Alaska State Employees Association Local 52 is unlikely to back down from its nearly two-year effort to organize more than 1,600 University of Alaska staffers. That setback would be the university administration's continued support for the UAF Mail Services Center's refusal to deliver some 1,200 letters that Local 52 sent to staff at the Fairbanks campus last month. The mail center determined the letters were undeliverable because they only had the employees' names and a generic university address. UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes said Wednesday that university officials are standing by the decision to return the mailers to sender.
We feel like our postal employees made a reasonable interpretation of the law.
Local 52 officials said mailrooms at other campuses around the state delivered roughly the same number of mailers with the same kind of addressing. The union claimed UAF's refusal showed university officials were trying to block the union from organizing, and they demanded they reconsider. University officials said that UAF's mail center is a contract postal station that operates under a different set of regulations than the other campus's mailrooms. Grimes says legal staff confirms that was the right call.
We had our attorneys review the postal regulations to make sure that that was the case, and it was.
Local 52 officials have asked the Alaska Labor Relations Agency to add the mail delivery issue to an unfair labor practices complaint the union filed with the agency in March. An ASEA official says Local 52 will continue its efforts to organize the only university employee group that is not represented by a union. The local must collect at least 300 cards from UAF staff and a total of 800 statewide in order to get the State Labor Relations Agency to call for an election. I'm Tim Ellis in Delta.